You don't often hear the word cure in reference to viral infections. Today, though, the New England Journal of Medicine released a study suggesting that a cure may be possible in certain people with hepatitis C using interferon. The news is promising for the 15,000 people who become infected with hepatitis C every year. But as NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, the study offers little hope to those who have already been infected for a while.
About 4 million Americans are already infected with the hepatitis C virus through sharing needles, accidental exposure to contaminated blood, or from blood transfusions before blood was routinely tested. The new finding will not help people with established infections, but it could help anyone who's been infected in the last few months and anyone who becomes infected in the future. Dr. Michael Manns is a medical school professor in Hanover, Germany. He headed the study, which was funded by one of the makers of interferon.
We treated 44 patients with acute hepatitis C with a 6-month course of interferon alpha, and we cured 97% of the patients.
Cured, meaning researchers could find no evidence of the hepatitis C virus in the patients. The patients had been infected for an average of 3 months. For some people, the research finding is great news, says Dr. Bruce Bacon of St. Louis University.
The impressive thing with this research is that everybody who got treated was cured of their hepatitis C. And the usual expectation for hepatitis C following exposure is that only about 15% of individuals clear hepatitis C on their own, and 85% of patients go on to develop chronic hepatitis C.
About 20% of people with long-term infections will develop cirrhosis of the liver, and some of them will ultimately suffer from liver failure and die without a transplant. Hepatitis C is the leading cause of liver transplants in the U.S. today. But while the study shows that treating the initial stage of hepatitis C can cure the infection, it's not going to be easy, says Manns.
First of all, you have to find these cases.
Healthcare workers who've been exposed to contaminated blood, say through an accidental needle stick, are likely to seek treatment right away. But more than half the new cases nationwide this year will be among injection drug users who may be unaware they've been infected. The same holds true for people who get hepatitis C during unprotected sex, says Bacon.
Most people don't recognize when they have an acute episode of hepatitis C.
The initial symptoms can be subtle.
Hepatitis C is different from hepatitis A and hepatitis B, where it's very common for people who have an acute episode of either hepatitis A or B to have jaundice and to have an illness that lasts for several weeks. The typical patient with acute hepatitis C is unaware of it.
They may have only mild flu-like symptoms or a little pain around their liver. The current treatment for chronic hepatitis C, interferon and another drug called ribavirin, clears the virus in only half the patients. That's why Mann says a public health effort to find new infections is worth it.
Now that we know that we can cure the disease when we treat it in its acute phase, we have to work for an alertness of physicians and patients that we diagnose acute hepatitis C and then treat it.
Treatment is likely to be expensive, in the range of thousands of dollars. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.